Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Thank you for being here. Okay, so today I wanted to get into this massive realization that I had as a result of New Year's Eve. Incredible. You know what's so funny is I always talk a lot about, you know, the day that you plant the seed is not the day you reap the harvest. I remember when I started working for myself 5.5 years ago, I thought it would take 6 months and I would blow up and have millions of books sold because I just assumed it would work. And I was wrong, right? So sometimes you get frustrated that you're not seeing the progress that you want or the success you want overnight. And so I talk a lot about, you know, anticipate that today is the day I'm planting the seed. Probably not going to reap the harvest tomorrow, but I'm going to keep on plowing. I'm going to keep on going. And that is great advice that I need to take for myself all the time. However, don't ever discount how miracles can happen in an instant. Literally in an instant. As shocking as it may be, because I was shocked, and this is crazy, I typically do not like talking about my personal life because I'm weird like that. I don't know why. Actually, that's not true, because here on the show, I do talk a lot about my personal life, more than I do anywhere else, because you my people, you my team, you my ride or die, and I'm happy to share the things that I learn and the challenges I have. I definitely have more challenges and always had personally than professionally. For whatever reason, I'm sure there's some very good reasons, actually. But for many reasons, in business, I feel very confident. You know, I don't have everything figured out or nailed down. I still don't this year right now. But I have total confidence and conviction I will get it figured out. Like, there's zero doubt in my mind. Different when it comes to my personal life. And I think part of that is because I've had way more success in business than I had in personal relationships, right? When I look back, and it was funny, I had mentioned this to you, my dad was in town over the holidays and he was talking about all my past boyfriends. And I've always been in really serious relationships and my dad was talking about how great they all were. But I was looking back and I'm like, yeah, but I remember why I broke up with him. And I remember why I broke up with him. Like, it wasn't the guy. It wasn't the right, you know, it was good for a window of time, but it wasn't the right person for the long term. So for whatever reason, for me, I haven't found that right person yet. And again, listen, most of it is because of me, right? And issues that I had with trust, issues I had with past relationships and getting hurt, you know, fear of it not working out, this doubt, this underlying doubt that it wouldn't work out for me because it hadn't for a long time, right? So I've had to address so much personal work around this topic. It's insane, but we here, we doing it. And I'm telling you, this year is it. This is so crazy. So, okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you this story first because I've got an ask for you at the end to apply back to your life that I think is super, super powerful. And it's not just for personal lives. It's for personal, transformational, business, anything and everything in your life. And it's a message I continually need to be reminded of, which is so annoying. It's like I'm 49 and I keep forgetting this. Hello. Oh, we preach about and teach about what we need to listen to and be reminded about, right? And so I need to remind myself all the time about this. But I had forgotten. It had eluded me. So I hope it helps you today. All right, so I'm going to break it down for you. So number one, yes, the day that you plant the seed is not always the day that you're going to reap the harvest, sadly, right? That's typically not the way it is. However, also stay open-minded in this new year that miracles can happen in an instant and your life can change in one moment, literally like a light switch being flipped on. That's what happened to me. Okay. All right. So I want to share with you what happened. I think I told you about this last year that I fell in love with somebody. It did not work out. Okay. Sadly, which was devastating to me because I definitely thought it was going to. I ended things. Then we got back together. I ended it again because it was the same issue again. I didn't feel like I was a priority. So I wasn't happy. It just wasn't going to work. or it was the wrong timing or whatever it was. And the guy's an amazing person and I was in love with him. Like, hands down, no, you know, that was crystal clear. Okay. With all that being said, I held a place in my heart for him for sure. And now thinking about it, it was ridiculous, right? I was totally holding space for this person. Have you ever done that? Like, you close the door, you end the relationship, but you then sit and hold space for that person. Well, I didn't think there was anything bad about it until one day in December, and this was a great seed one of my friends planted for me. My friend said to me, why don't you just delete him from your phone? And I said, why would you say that? Like, that's, I don't think that's very nice. That sounds mean, and he's an amazing person, and I care so much about him, and I'm in love with him, and why would I do that? Just because we can't be together doesn't mean I wish him ill will, or like if he ever needed me, or, and she's like, stop. You guys haven't spoken in months. Delete him from your phone, free up some space, close that chapter so you can let someone new in. Now, in my defense, I've been dating somebody else, right? And I am definitely, it's not serious, but super fun and great guy. However, doesn't live here. And I'm out all the time meeting new people, super open to meeting new people. So I think, no problem, like I'm doing all the right things. My friend pointed out she still felt like I was holding space for this guy. She wanted me to delete him from my phone. I just thought that sounded really mean, so I didn't do it. Cut to, it's New Year's Eve. I'm out with one of my best girlfriends here in Miami. She's amazing. And some other people. We're having the best time. I mean, literally on a rooftop in South Beach. The place is going crazy. We were having the best time. It was such a fun New Year's. All is going well. Best night. And I don't know, I didn't look at my phone all night. All of a sudden, I picked up my phone. It was like 1:30 in the morning. And I see that a guy that I've been dating, who's so sweet and so nice, but doesn't live here, had texted me and said, you were the best part of my 2023. Now, I wasn't expecting that text. It was so sweet, so thoughtful, so unexpected. Adorable. Obviously, immediately he's on my mind, on my heart, right? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what a sweetheart that at midnight, that's what he's thinking about is me, even though we're in different states. What a doll. Okay. In that instant, it was like everything changed and it just hit me. I thought, oh my gosh, I have to delete that other guy out of my phone. Like, this is the kind of energy and vibe I want in my life. Not someone who doesn't even message me or isn't even thinking about me or that's, yeah, bye. Bye, Felicia. I deleted that ex's contact info out of my phone immediately. And I will tell you, I felt so happy about it and excited. And I share this with you. I usually don't get into this stuff because it is really personal. But I want you to know things can change for you in one instant. They changed for me. Here I was just a couple of weeks prior fighting with my friend saying, you're wrong. You don't delete him. He's the most amazing guy and I love him. And, you know, you never know what could happen in the future, to receiving this super sweet text from somebody else and realizing that's the energy I want in my life. That's the kind of person I want in my life, thinking about me, sending me sweet notes. F this, like, oh my gosh, clear that space. And immediately deleted his contact. And so things can change in an instant. I don't know how they're going to change for you. I don't know when they will, but stay open to the possibility. And I'm so excited. I'm not sad. I don't feel like I'm mean, right? He doesn't even know I did it.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. So, like, it was more just something good to do for me. Now, this is crazy how this comes together. Get ready for it. And this is where I want you to apply it back to your life. Okay, so that was my situation. Clearly, it was something I should have done months ago, but I didn't. For whatever reason, I wasn't ready to. I was holding out that, you know, somehow he was going to come back around and say that he had fixed things in his life and blah, 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 right? Like, definitely that's a weakness of mine, is that I always think of the potential of people instead of dealing with the reality. Now, okay, because of that great message that I got New Year's Eve, so grateful and so thankful for that. He's such a great guy. Okay, it just reminded me what I deserve, what I want, and the kind of energy I'm going for in my life. And then I needed to clear the space so I could have more of the energy and positivity and people that I want in my life and less of the stuff I don't want, right? Bye, Felicia. Close the door. Moving on. When you do that, when you create space, you create the opportunity for greatness, positivity, and that next level opportunity to come in. Okay, so such an interesting reminder. And it's like you make an announcement to the universe. This is what I want in my life. This is what I'm expecting. I'm telling you, my new year has been so good. And I think it's because of this. I feel like a big part of it is because of this, right? This energy that I'm putting out there that I'm claiming now and what I'm saying, what I'm not tolerating anymore. And it might seem small to you, but it's been really big for me. Okay, so the next day, I went on a dating app once a long time ago, right? Because sadly, it's a little unnerving when your social media profiles are public and whatnot, and then people start messaging things. It's not always good, right? That was my experience. I think I lasted on a dating app for 24 hours before I deleted it. I never went on a date with anybody from a dating app, right? It just creeped me out. Cut to, people have been telling me for the last year, ever since that guy and I had broken up, that I need to go on a dating app. But at the same time, my friends are always setting me up on blind dates with people, which I love, because then if somebody loves me and they love that other person, there's like, we're at least going to end up being friends. They're good people, right? So I love that. However, every time somebody sets me up, we end up just being friends. It's not like I found that connection of someone that I want to date. The guy that I've been dating, I met in real life. And granted, you meet some people in real life. Sadly, most people meet people online these days. Okay, cut to, I have been completely against it. My friends have been hitting me over the head with, you need to go on a dating app. There's a couple of dating apps out there that you get pre-screened for. Like, you have to be invited to or whatever. It's a little bit more, there's more vetting that goes on. So no crazy people, I guess, or less crazy people, right? I'm sure there's still crazy people. But okay, so the next day after New Year's Eve, I woke up and I just decided I'm going to go on a dating app, which is so crazy. It's so out of character for me. I know you're laughing. You're like, why is this a big deal, Heather? I don't know. Everyone has their own weird things, right? I just always thought it was sketchy for me because that one experience I had a couple years ago. So I went on this dating app the next day. And it's so funny, like this domino effect that occurs because of one thing. It can change everything. It changes your attitude, changes the opportunities, the people that you meet, everything. So I went on this dating app. Here we are. I don't know how many days later I'm recording this. It's almost a week later, not quite a week yet. And I'm still on it. I've not gone on any dates or spoken to anyone other than in message on it, right? I'm still a little skeptical. However, this is like a big deal for me, right? Like, here's what I learned that I want you to apply back to your life. And I'm super excited about it. So I'm stepping into unknown. I'm stepping into scary, weird situations, which I think is good. That means growth, right? So I'm messaging with these people. And the way that it works on this app that I'm on is once a day, they send you five people that the algorithm thinks are a good fit for you. And you vote yes or no that you would want to talk to them or whatever, or that you would go out with them or consider them or like them or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. Okay. But it's basically pick yes or pick no. Like, you're voted off the island or you're even the potential to be voted on the island, which is so weird. The whole thing's bizarre to me. Okay. So here's how I was handling it. I thought someone was a possibility. I would, you know, do thumbs up. But then if I didn't think they were, I didn't thumbs down them because I felt bad. I'm like, well, it's kind of mean. Like, I don't even know. Do they find out I voted them off the island or like whatever? I'll just ignore them. That was just kind of my attitude. Cut to 2 days in, I get a message from the company. And the company says, Heather, you're doing this wrong. Shocker. I have no idea what I'm doing. Anytime you show up as a beginner somewhere, you're going to definitely have some room to learn, room to grow. And the company says, you're doing this wrong. You are keeping your queue filled of people that you're not choosing. Whoa. Okay. And this is my whole message for you today. This is so crazy. And I've done this so many times in my life and it has not served me. It has hindered me. It has held me back. And I'm not doing it anymore. Not doing it anymore. And I'm telling you, this applies to your personal life, your business life, your workout, your opportunities, everything and anything in your life. I swear this is such a big message. And I want to write a book about it right now because I'm so fired up about it. But I want you to apply it to your life. I want you to clear your queue. Okay. So here's what this means. He explained it to me that each day that would come and there'd be people sent to me, and if I didn't X them out, those people held spots so they couldn't. Remember I said they send you five new people a day, the algorithm sends you five new people a day that they think you might potentially be a match for. Let's say that on any given day, I didn't like three or four of the people, but I felt bad about Xing them out, you know, or just thought, oh, I'll just let them pass by, whatever, or what, I just don't think. They could only send me one person the next day because I had a queue full of people I wasn't either picking or I wasn't voting off the island. So here's my message to you today. Do not allow for a full queue. When you allow for a full queue, you're not going to see the potential prospects, people, opportunities, business deals, partnerships that are out there. Clear your queue. Literally, the company reached out to me and told me, stop leaving your queue full of people unless you're going to pick them. And then once you pick them, they move into a different arena and the queue's empty again. It was such a powerful reminder for me. And I started looking back across my life and remembering these are the same issues I had back when I got fired and I was keeping one foot in. Well, I think I'm going to go back to corporate America and I could run sales teams. Just I have to go to a different industry. And then the other foot I had in, I'm going to work for myself. I'm launching my speaking career. I'm going to write books. I'm going to launch a podcast. I'm going to launch my own company. And I kept toggling back and forth. The queue was full, but I wasn't clear on where I was going. And I really wasn't picking anything. So what I want you to do, not like what I did, because I'm not doing that anymore. Now I clearly say no, no, no to anyone that comes in the queue I don't want, because I want that queue open to the possibility and opportunity of who could come into it. When your queue is full of other things, you are blocking that possibility, that opportunity, that new partnership, that new person Stop blocking yourself from your potential. Stop blocking yourself from all that the universe has for you. Clear your queue in every aspect of your life. Here's a great example of that. And I was talking to you about this last year. I keep going to SoulCycle all the time. It's my routine. For me, a lot of people are like, you know, routines are great. They are, but they can also be a rut, right? When you only do the same kind of workout all the time, you're going to plateau. When you only push yourself onto certain level stages, you're going to plateau. That's why I'm so excited about Saudi Arabia in a few weeks. This is so out of my, it's next level. It's scary. You've got to keep scaring yourself, right? So I've got to stop going to SoulCycle. If I canceled my membership, that would be clearing my queue and it would force me to pick something else. So like me on the dating app, I'm picking yes or no every day, Xing people out or voting them on and clearing the queue. And I want you to do the same, whether it be in your dating life, whether it be in your business partnership life, whether it be in your workout life, your personal journey. Clear your queue and create space for opportunities that you deserve. I'm so excited that I had this realization, and I hope that it helps you. Let me know. Leave me a review of the show. Let me know how you're clearing your queue. Send me a message. I'm on all social media at Heather Monahan, or you can go to heathermonahan.com and send a contact me form. Let me know how you cleared your queue. I can't wait to hear how it impacts your 2024. Okay, so enough about that story, which I'm super excited about. And if you want to hear more about the dating app, I will keep you up to speed. Let me know. I don't know if this is a business show, so I don't know how relevant it is. Definitely clearing the queue is relevant, but I don't know about these other weird things. Let me know. Happy to tell you more about it. Happy to keep you updated. Okay, as you know, each week I will answer your questions. All I have to do is DM me, send them to me. Get me the question, I'll answer it. All right, so today I posted on LinkedIn about how everybody asks for everything for free, right? Heather, share my post for me, promote my book for me. Heather, coach me for free. Invite me to your courses and classes for free. I get this stuff all the time. So I did a post about it today. Listen, there's things I'll do for free. This podcast is free. I'll answer your questions for free here. I'm totally in for it. The other things, I'm not speaking for free unless you're a charity. I do that once a month. I speak for free for a charity, a university, or a school once a month. But other than that, I'm not doing stuff for free. I run a for-profit business like most people. Hello, we are here to pay our bills and make some money. Let's go. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. Now, I received a note on this post. This woman was saying to me, she started a conversation with me around, "Heather, you don't like people asking you to do things for free. However, you have cold outreach on DMs pitching stuff," which is true. I have a social media team and they will oftentimes, you know, it's a system where they reach out to people who are I'm connected to saying, hey, have you checked out the podcast this week? Here's what, you know, here's the episodes going on. Like, they're apprising them of what's going on, what I have to offer in my business and in my company. Well, with that being said, this woman was saying, well, don't you think that, you know, she's kind of calling me out a little bit, which is fine. I get it. She's like, listen, don't you think that's kind of like asking people to do things for you? And so I responded to her something like, actually, no, I don't. Here's why. When you're on a social media platform, if someone reaches out to you and you're in their network and they're offering something that's for free, you're not, they're not asking you to buy something. I just kind of see it like as an ad, right? Like a television ad or an ad when you're listening to the show, or just, it's just, if you like it and you're interested in it, click on it, go down the rabbit hole and check it out. If you're not, keep it scrolling, keep it moving. Like, it's not offensive. The requests I was getting are like in-mail DM saying, Heather, you need to promote my book. I have a new book coming out. If you would promote it, it'll reach so many people. Here's the PDF. Please share it with your, I'm like, what? I don't even know who you are. To me, that's different. That's like a targeted, direct, presumptuous ask versus a, hey, don't know if you caught the show this week, or hey, don't know if you knew Heather's got a masterclass launching. If you want to get involved, you know, click here. Like, one is apprising you, that another one's expecting you to do something. I think those are very, very different. Okay. So I respond to her, what my response was, I just shared with you. And I said, what's your perspective on it? Okay. So I'm going to read it to you. She says, hey, you got an hour? That's funny. This is something I think about daily. I'm in the early stages of my business, so I'm on the other end of this equation. I prefer to do cold outreach only to people who I know intimately. If I've read their book, I've attended their events, I've been a subscriber for years. But that seriously limits who I can reach out to and makes outreach more time intensive. I also love the jab, jab, jab hook model. But again, early days, so inbound leads can be a trickle, not much. No matter how you slice it, early days means the focus is on getting the flywheel going, how to make money to make more money, how to offer value, not inconvenience someone further along. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm leaning heavy on offering value, which means fewer but more meaningful touch points. Okay. Yes. Listen, if success was easy, everybody would have it. What this woman's describing, I've gone through, and I continue to go through at some level. Even Gary Vee continues with a jab, jab, hook, right? He still goes through it. Look at his feed, right? He's always creating content. And then sometimes he's got very direct asks, whether he's selling his wine products or he's selling his books or he's selling his events, right? Listen, people think that the longer you're in business, these challenges go away. They don't. They just grow and get bigger, right? Your challenges are going to change. The opportunities change. The challenges change. But everybody starts off as a beginner with no audience, with no community, and building that community, building that value, it takes time. And I wish I had a simple answer for you, but that's why I posted what I did today. To create a personal brand in a community, for some people, it takes 6 months or a year. For others, for me, it took years to do it, right? I'm in 5 years now. And yes, I've built a community, but it's still not the size of Gary Vee's, right? We still want it to be bigger, to reach more people, help more people. But at the end of the day, keep showing up, keep adding value, keep sharing your expertise, keep answering the problems and questions that your audience is asking of you. Keep showing who you are and don't get discouraged. Everybody has been where you are. Everyone. The only ones who haven't are the ones that join platforms, large platforms early on. I have a friend of mine, his show's on with Dave Ramsey. So Dave Ramsey's already massively connected and his platform has millions and millions of users. So when he joined his platform, he accessed that audience. Smart, 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 smart. That's one way to do it, right? That's definitely one way I've been getting it involved the last year, is meeting with different really large platforms and looking who are those right partnerships. But again, you're going to give up something to get that. So if you are going to go it alone, which is what I did, keep creating content that adds value. Get a podcast, host people on your podcast, ask how you can support them. I'll never forget the way I got Gary Vee was reaching out to him over and over and over again, taking a Google alert out on him, not getting anywhere, hitting roadblock after roadblock, and seeing on the Google alert, he launched a wine company with another guy, and going down the rabbit hole on that guy, Trouty, and going to LinkedIn and sending him a private DM asking how I could add value or help him. That led me to a phone call with him. I talked to him about launching a wine product, which I had done years ago, shared some insights and some help, made some connections for him. And at the end of the call, he said, if I can ever help you, just let me know how. And I said, great, get your partner to be a guest on my show. He went back to Gary and asked, and Gary came back and said, well, then tell Heather to buy wine. We're launching a wine company. She needs to be a supporter of us. I bought the wine. None of this stuff was a layup. Think differently. Think about how you can add value. Think about showing up on the regular and think about your end user. If you keep it about adding value instead of what you can take, your success will build over time. That flywheel will begin moving. The domino effect will occur. You'll build momentum and the results will come. Just don't forget, if you plant the seed today, it doesn't necessarily mean that the harvest will be there tomorrow. But there is the possibility it could. Anything can change in an instant. Don't forget and go clear your queue. Let me know how it works out for you. I hope it's as exciting as it is for me. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be. This journey with me. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay. Thrive and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.